Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree the results are definitely worth the cost. Thank you again for your reoccurring support. Without you, this could not happen. Together, we are keeping the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 18th, 1953, and the title is Six Gun Thunder. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a supporter.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg sugar pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Six Gun Thunder. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are a real double-barrel treat, a treat you can enjoy as a cereal with a little milk or cream or as a snack right out of the box. And you don't need any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So for a rip-snorting cereal, a rootin'-tootin' snack, it's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Look for them at your grocer's with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Before the railroads knifed their way across the plains to the west, it was the big freight wagons that brought the lifeline of supplies to the pioneers. The long shadow of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok stood guard over this lifeline, and the man who tried to rob the freighters was sure to face Wild Bill and Jingles in a blaze of six-gun thunder.
Not by a darn sight. Keep that rifle working, I tell you.
All they want's your wagon. We should get out with our hide.
No, sir. I've got everything I own tied up in this load, and I ain't about to give it up. Now hit up that shooting iron. Good man, Ruth. You got one of them. Maybe that'll throw them up. Go, mule. Ah! Yeah!
Man, I'm hit.
And hang on, Rufus. If we outrun them darn owl hoots, you'll live to see a sawbone. If we don't, we're both goners. Ha! Ha! Go!
Bill, I sure hope Uncle Bob got my new boots in while we were gone. These soles are so thin, if I stepped on an Indian penny, the feathers would tickle my foot.
Well, Wild Bill, Jingles, what can I do for you?
It's Jingles, Bob.
It sure is.
And about them new boots, I reckon.
Yeah, you got them yet?
Nope. The way things been going, I ain't expecting to.
Now, doggone it, Uncle Bob, that ain't no way to...
Hold it, Jingles. Huh? What do you mean by the way things have been going, Uncle Bob?
Bill, I ain't seen a freight wagon for the whole month you've been away to Montana.
No freight wagon? Bill, I knew you was smelling trouble.
Well, if you was, Bill, I reckon ain't nothing wrong with your smeller.
I wish we'd have stayed in Montana.
You know, Bill, it just ain't natural for me to go 30 days without seeing at least a half a dozen of them big freighters hit this town.
That's right, Uncle Bob.
Oh, what could be stopping them, Bill?
A good question, Jingles.
Well, if they don't get through, I ain't gonna have nothing to sell.
Well, now it sounds like I come in at the right time. Morning, gents. I'm Dan Hunter, and you, sir, you must be the proprietor of this establishment.
I am. Name's Uncle Bob Doofy, like it says on the sign out there.
Good, good. I hear you say that you're not getting shipments of goods from the East.
You did?
Well, then your worries are just about over. I'm here to open a big wholesale warehouse to serve all the merchants from here to Santa Fe. I'll have merchandise from Chicago, New York.
Well, now, things are picking up. You're going to handle boots?
I'll have everything, friend.
Fine. I need a pair size 13, and I want them top grade and smooth. I'll be over and pick them up this afternoon.
Jingles, the warehouse isn't built yet.
It ain't?
Nope. And it won't do no good to build it unless you're going to figure some way to get freight wagons through with supplies.
Oh, I'll have my own string of wagons on regular schedule. And plenty of gun hands to clear the trail for them.
Hired gun slick? Bill,
seems to me you could be asking for trouble, mister.
Nobody stops Dan Hunter. And when I want your advice, Buckskin, I'll come to you for it.
Now, hold on there. You don't know who you're talking to.
Never mind, Jingles.
Hey, Bill, Jingles, look out that window.
A freight wagon. He maybe brought my boot.
One of those men is hurt. Come on, Jingles.
Sure are a sight for sore eyes. I never thought I'd see another freighter come in.
Howdy, gents. Reckon I never thought to see another friendly face again, neither. Could you help me get Rufus to a sawbones?
Why, sure. Here now, I'll tag him across the street to old Doc Smith. You sure he's still breathing?
No, I ain't, and that's a fact.
Handle him easy now, Jingles.
No, I'll be right back, Bill.
How'd your partner get shot up, mister?
Coming through the Rat Hill country, we was jumped by a bunch of dry gulches. Roof dropped a couple of them before they got him.
Well, now, by thunder, we know why the freighters ain't been getting through.
That's right, Uncle Bob.
I reckon you and Jingles will be riding out toward the Rat Hill country, won't you, Marshal?
We sure will, Uncle Bob, first thing in the morning.
Hey, Bill!
Here comes Jingles back in a regular sweat. Wonder what's up.
Bill, did you see that big blowhard Dan Hunter jump on his horse and light out of here?
I didn't notice, Jingles.
He took one look at poor old Rufus and hit the saddle. He was riding east in a road dusting rush, and he sure looked like he had something on his mind.
You know, Wranglers, seems like every time I get to talking about Kellogg's sugar corn pops, I start telling all you fellas and gals about how good tasting they are. And I plumb forget to tell you about how good for you they are, too. That's right, Wranglers. Every average bowl full of sugar pop supplies the daily minimum adult requirements of sunshine, vitamin D. Now, there's something Mom will be mighty pleased to hear about, so you remember to tell her about it. And remember, too, you can enjoy Kellogg's sugar corn pops most any time. For breakfast, after school, or in the evening when you're sitting around listening to the radio. And whether you eat them out of a bowl with a little milk or cream, or right out of the box, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Look for the packages with Guy and Andy riding their horses full tilt. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are pops.
When Jingles saw Dan Hunter ride out of town in a hurry, he thought there was something strange about it and was quick to say so.
Bill, don't it seem funny to you that Hunter hightailed it out of town so sudden?
He could have had something on his mind, all right.
Ha! Big blowhard just got scared out when he saw what happened to freighters heading west.
I'm not so sure about that, Uncle Bob. Hunter didn't look like one to scare, is he?
Well, I ain't gonna hold my breath till he hauls in some new boots for me. He talks too big to my way of thinking.
Gents, I ain't sure I know what all the flavor's about, but I got a full load of mighty fine merchandise to sell, and I better get to selling it.
It's done sold. Don't you drag that wagon no further in my back door, mister.
Now, there's the quickest sale I ever heard made. Uncle Bob don't let no moss grow on his deals, does he, Bill?
Nope. And we'd better hit for the Rat Hill Country, Jingles, before we get a crop of moss in our saddles.
Rain featherheads. Where did I get a hold of Haskell?
Hey, hold your fire, you idiots. It's me, Dan Hunter.
Oh, boy, ho. Oh, pull down, you long-eared crowbait. Whoa, oh. Haskell. Haskell, you mudhead, show yourself, and I'll dust your ears with lead.
Here I am, Mr. Hunter. What's the matter? You look like a thunderstorm ready to bust wide open.
I am. Who threw that shot over my head?
One of the boys, getting a little trigger happy.
Well, that's just one mistake too many. Haskell, I thought I told you not to let one freight wagon get through to town.
Yeah, boss, I know.
Well, you let one get through, and it was the wrong one.
We couldn't help it, Mr. Hunter. That Jasper's right handy with a rifle. I had to bury two of my men after that set to.
Well, keep the boys off the trail. We'll take no more wagons for now.
You mean let them freighters go through?
You heard me. Spot all the gun hands you've got around the stuff we've taken so far.
I get you, boss. Them 10 wagons are hid back in the trees, and we got all the goods off them stashed back in our cave.
Good. Wild Bill Hickok's on our trail, and if he stumbles onto those wagons, he's a dead duck.
Well, this is 5 Mile Bridge, Bill. That fella Matt said they jumped in just on the other side.
That's right, Jingle. Here's where we leave the road. Turn up here. Get around that buckshot.
But, Bill, that's up in the trees.
That's right, too, partner. If you were going to hide a bunch of gun slicks, you couldn't find a better place.
I know, but doggone it, every time we get near trees, Joker always tries to brush me off on the low branches.
Look out, Jingle.
Oh. Now, Joker, you cut that out. Doggone you, I'm going to tie a bell around your neck and make all your friends think you're a billy goat.
Better begin to keep your eyes open, partner. We could be in dangerous territory right now.
Well, them dry gulchers ain't no more dangerous to me than Joker is. Bill, you reckon that Dan Hunter's got anything to do with those freighters not getting through?
Hard to say, Jingle. But he must have had some reason for dusting out of town the way he did.
Yeah, and if I'd have had enough sense to spot his horse's track, we could have trailed him and saved ourselves a lot of trouble.
Hold it, Jingles. Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa.
What is it, Bill? Whoa, Joker.
Look down through those two big overhanging rocks.
Bill, it's 3 big freight wagons coming down the road loaded to the sky.
Yeah. Those 3 wagons would make a right good haul for the dry gulches.
They sure would.
So we'll watch from here and see if they get through without getting jumped.
And if they do get jumped, we got a fight on our hands.
That's the way it stacks up, all right.
Well, here they come, but I don't like it. I got a creepy feeling those darn dry gulchers are staring down the back of my neck right now.
Drop them both from here easy, boss. They'd never know what hit them. Staring right down the back of their neck.
No, no, hold your fire.
But they're sitting ducks, Mr. Hunter. When Hickok and Jingle's out of the way, we could grab those 3 big wagons.
You'll grab nothing. You caused me enough trouble with your bungling, Haskell. Now dry up. I'm thinking.
Bill, you sure got me up a tree. How do you know Dan Hunter's our man? And if he is, why'd he let those 3 wagons go by?
I don't know, but he's the only one who had a chance to bring out a warning.
Well, then what are we going to do now?
Comb these woods till we find those missing freight wagons. Or come up against Hunter and his gang of killers, partner.
Something tells me this ain't the smartest thing we ever did.
Hello, Buckshot. Hold up, partner.
Oh, Joker, who? What you found, Bill?
Look there in the underbrush. See that pile of fresh-cut pine boughs?
Uh-huh. What about it?
Well, if you were going to cover something up in these woods, how would you do it?
Why, I'd pull it back in the trees and cut me a bunch of pine boughs. Bill, look sticking out there. That's a wagon tongue as sure as thunder.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I'm going to get down and take a look.
Hold it, Jingles. Now stay away from it.
Not on your life. I'm going to see about this for sure. Bill, it is. It's one of them great big freight wagons. I'll bet they got them hid out all over here.
Get on, Jingles.
Bill, I'm hit.
Jingles, where'd he hit you?
Oh, I ain't moving my left arm much. I reckon that was it. Feels kind of numb. Bill, they was laying for us.
They're all around us, partner. You crawl back in and hug that rock if you can. I'll stand them off.
Crawl nothing. I still got my right hand working. Let them come.
Say, how would you like to be the biggest, most popular hero or heroine your neighborhood ever had? Wouldn't that be wonderful? You bet. And listen, here's how it can happen and happen to you. Enter Kellogg's exciting new Orange Bowl contest. First prize is an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for the contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Kellogg's Pep, or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta CNS Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown-up. Get busy and enter today. Sure that he had Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles in a spot from which they couldn't escape, the treacherous Dan Hunter made a quick change of plans.
All right, Haskell, you got Hickok where you want him this time.
Yeah, that nosy marshal dug his grave when him and Jingles found that freight wagon.
Just take your time. Be sure those two don't get out alive.
Where are you going, Mr. Hunter?
Back to town. If I'm there when Hickok gets his, nobody's going to connect me with the killing.
I get you, boss. Hey, that was close. Yeah,
keep your head down and listen to me.
Yeah?
When it's over, plant those two down on the road, then come riding into town in a lather with the news.
Where'll you be?
At old Uncle Bob Doofy's store. Don't let on you know me. Tell Uncle Bob about it.
Okay.
There's only one way Hickok can move, and that's up the hill toward the cave. When he gets there, you and the boys can close in and finish him. I'm leaving now, Haskell, and get this. Don't miss.
Sure shook loose a hornet's nest when I uncovered that wagon.
Now, don't go blaming yourself, Jingles. I pulled this in here. How's your arm?
Well, I ain't about to bulldog no steers with it, but I'll make out. Big thing right now is, how are we going to get out of this trap? Doggone you anyhow.
Only way I see is uphill. There's a cave up there about 100 feet above us.
If we made that, maybe we could stand them off. Let's try it.
Can you move all right?
Sure, I can move. It's my arm that's plugged, not my legs. Show the way, Bill, and I'm right behind you.
All right, take it in short jumps, partner. I'll keep him busy. Now! Get on, Jingle! Hold it! I got a couple of them spotted.
Yeah, have a head! Keep him pinned down! They're making for the cave!
Ready for another try, Jingles?
Ready as a jackrabbit, Bill.
All right, now!
Now! Yeah, but those Jaspers sure ain't fooling.
When Dan Hunter said he hired some gun hands, I guess he knew what they could do, all right.
I wish I had that Gila monster's neck between my hands. I'd squeeze in Adam's apple till the seeds flew out.
Jingles, I can see the cave from here. Stacked full of crates and boxes.
That's where they've been hiding that stuff off of the wagon.
Yeah, and Dan Hunter's all set to start his business with stolen goods.
Well, he's got to get rid of us first.
I guess that's his idea, partner.
Doggone them gophers. I wish one of them'd show himself. Hey, Bill, here's another wagon perched right here near the cave. They've got the tongue tied to a tree.
Now, that gives me an idea, Jingles.
It do? Well, you couldn't find a better time to have one. What is it?
That wagon's going to give those Jaspers the surprise of their life.
Now, Bill.
It's headed downhill. Now, here. Let me get those rocks away from the wheels. You keep shooting now, partner.
What are you up to, Bill?
No time to waste, Jingles. Crawl up in that wagon. Keep down behind the sides of it.
I got you. Then you cut the ropes loose and away we go.
Get hit back first.
Not yet, you haven't. I'm ready. Cut her loose, Bill.
All right, here she goes, Jingles.
She's loose. Jump in, Bill.
All right, lay low, Jingles. This is apt to be a wild ride.
I'm just praying we miss them three.
Look here, Doofy, I'm offering you a steady flow of merchandise into your store. You'd better grab the chance while you got it.
I ain't much for grabbing, Mr. Hunter.
Oh, you're just stubborn, Doofy. I've been talking here for more than 2 hours. You ought to see the light by now.
Well, now, 2 hours ain't much to a Joshua tree, Mr. Hunter, and I'm kind of like one of them. I've been here a long time. Expect to be here till the horn blows.
Yeah, and you're going to let the world go right on by you.
Well, in that case, it'll afford me a sight of watching. I wonder what's got that Ranahan lathered in such a rush. Howdy, mister. What can I do for you?
Nothing.
Yeah, maybe he brought you some news, Uncle Bob.
Yeah, I brought some news, all right. I got to talk to you outside, Mr. Hunter.
Well, see, you two know each other.
No, I don't. That is, ask for you, Featherhead.
Better come outside, boss.
Oh, now it's boss. Seems queer you wouldn't know him, huh?
Yeah, dry up, you old fossil. Asco, what happened to the news?
It got away, and you better get going, too, before it hits town.
Asco, you idiot, and you let Hickok slip through your fingers.
Boss,
Hickok.
You better...
Did you say Hickok?
Yes, you old coot, I said Hickok. Asco, you're through. I'm gonna kill you.
No, boss. Put that gun away.
Watch him, Bill.
Drop that hog leg, Hunter.
I'll drop you, you blasted meddler.
Bill! Well, your hand'll sting for a while, Hunter, but you ain't hurt.
Cover that gin he calls Haskell, Jingles. Don't figure on moving, Hunter. I'd rather take you up in front of the judge alive.
Blast you, Hickok. I thought I had you put away for good.
More than one mangy coyote like you thought the same thing, Dan Hunter. They come up to the same end we got planned for you.
Well, Uncle Bob, you can look for your freight wagons to come through in good shape from now on.
Well, that's right good news, Bill. I figured you and Jingles would do something to put them back on schedule.
You did, huh?
Yeah. And since you did, I saved you a brand new pair of boots from them three wagons that come through this morning.
Well, thank you, Uncle Bob.
Yes, sir, I sure did. And here you are, Jingles. Size 13Z. That'll be $40.
Well, now, ain't they pretty? Just wait till I hit the next barn dance wearing these. I'll be kicking high, wide, and $40? Bill, could you lend me, say, $1.06 for the first payment? Huh?
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back with another adventure story on Friday. What's it about, Andy?
Hold on to your hats, kid, because the lead's really going to be flying when Wild Bill and Jingles duck. Bullets at Iron Mountain.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too. Choose the Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So...
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Bill Baucom, Clayton Post, Herb Vigran, Leo Curley, and Jack Moyle. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.